The sixth Rugby World Cup reaches its conclusion tonight when England and South Africa contest the final in Paris. Paul Anthem reports.
20 nations started out on the 7th of September to compete for the coveted Webb Ellis Trophy. Since then, there have been enough upsets and dramas to have many hailing this the best tournament so far. The upsets included Argentina, a surprise package of the event, beating hosts France in the first group match, and the French then conquering favourites New Zealand in the quarter-finals. Ironically, however, the biggest shock has come from holders England. After a wretched run of form in the run-up to the tournament and a comprehensive defeat to South Africa in the group stages, they've been resurgent with wins over old enemy Australia and then France in the semi-finals. Paul Morgan is editor of World Rugby magazine. Speaking from Paris, he looked ahead to both teams' chances in tonight's final.
Obviously, the most compelling arguments lie with South Africa because only a few weeks ago they beat England 36-0. So they will be saying to themselves, well, we can do it once, we can do it again. And I think there's no question that certainly the South Africans will believe that there is a psychological advantage. Now, on the other side of that, you've got an England team which has got what they like to say in the American presidential elections, the big mo. You know, they've got the momentum now. They had a fantastic win against Australia 2 weeks ago, an even better win against France week ago, so they've got the momentum.
Whatever the outcome tonight, one of these teams is about to get its hands on the trophy for the second time and to carry the title of world champions through until 2011, when battle recommences in New Zealand. I'm Paul Anthem.